This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is moving forward on bills to address public safety and missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The committee held a hearing in June on five bills which address the issues. During the hearing, senators called on the Trump administration to do more. Representatives from the Justice Department and Interior Department were criticized by the committee for being unprepared, which included the agencies being unable to finalize legislative reviews in time for the hearing. The top justice official, Attorney General William Barr, has vowed to work on public safety issues in tribal communities. He made the commitment after a trip to Alaska. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski talked about his visit.
The expectations are that we're going to start making a difference. And I think back on those people in Napaskiak who are now reflecting that these people from Washington, D.C. came and they took pictures and now they're gone. And has anything changed? Has anything changed for that community? And I am bound and determined that we're not going to be in a situation where they said they just came and took pictures and left. We're going to make a difference.
Senator Tina Smith also questioned the administration's commitment, saying the federal government is not doing enough to address the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Meanwhile, in Canada, the government released its final report in June on the nationwide investigation into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The report includes recommendations and describes the violence as a form of genocide. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Hundreds of families of missing and murdered Native women and girls traveled to Ottawa to the Canadian Museum of History. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and senior cabinet ministers, as well as Native leaders, were also on hand for the two-hour ceremony.
We need to recognize the truths presented here, the truths you carry, and the future you have reached out your hands to build alongside all Canadians. We take this day as an essential day in the history and the future of this country, and we will walk forward together.
Trudeau was reacting to the final report of the National Inquiry, which took more than 3 years to do its work. It contained more than 200 recommendations, including an urgent call to action from governments on the issues of human trafficking, sexual exploitation, and violence, and the setting up of an Indigenous ombudsperson and human rights tribunal, as well as an action plan for employment, housing, education, and health care. Alvin Dumas is the Grand Chief of the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs.
I think that we've seen many tangible positive steps in the right direction happen. You know, I think the fact that we're able to have this conversation today comes from, the tireless advocacy of the grassroots and the leadership to push this issue forward. And I will be certain to ensure that we continue to be vigilant and we continue to advocate so that this report is not just another document that's going to be gathering dust on a shelf somewhere.
The commission heard from more than 2,300 people during the 2 years of public hearings held across Canada. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A marker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison honors the Ho-Chunk Nation and recognizes its ancestral land. Tribal citizens and leaders joined school officials for a dedication ceremony in June. The plaque is one step in building relationships with the 12 Wisconsin tribes. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.